when mainline drivers went on strike, they had their grievances, which they brought forward to the company, but the grievances were not taken care of. So they just fired 53 drivers for the sake of their safety. I don't know what they fired 53 drivers for.
So now, taking into account that the drivers actually impounded some trucks in Harare, was it not a retaliation for what you actually did?
Actually, what people know about mainline is mainline freight, that's their sequence. Whenever you engage into a job boycott, everyone involved into that will be fired. So all those drivers, they knew that they were going to be fired. So they wanted to be paid their money before they released the trucks to go to SA. So by so doing, they tried to like impound the trucks in Zimbabwe. And as they did that, they couldn't win because mainline is a very big company. They use money all the way. So they paid, I don't know if they paid in Zimbabwe, if they do whatever they do in Zimbabwe for them to get the trucks back to them. But all the drivers, when they came to South Africa, they were all fired.
So how are you going to settle this matter?
Right. As far as I'm concerned, I was part of the drivers who were on the strike on that date. But I'm still new by the company. I've only worked for mainline for 7 months. And I don't have the reason for striking. I don't have any benefit, even if I strike. So there are a lot of guys, 6 or 7 guys, who are still new. They don't even have 8 months working for mainline. The other guy is called Given Chamnorwa. He drove all the way from Harare up to after Beatrice. And he was followed and he was told to make a U-turn to Harare. All those things they didn't take into consideration. They just fired everyone.
So now what is going to happen?
When we were all fired, 8 guys, they went to the National Bargaining Council of the road freight and logistics industry, the one that deals with the transport industry in South Africa. And they say they are not going to deal with the issue. Unfortunately, the issue is supposed to be handled by the labor court in terms of their labor act. I don't know. So they just ordered us to go with the letters they gave us, to go with them to the company. If we don't settle the issue, then the issue is taken to the labor court. There comes another issue, which was said on 9 April. There is going to be a settlement agreement, which is going to be done at Mainline Freight Depot Isando, that is in Johannesburg, at 10 a.m. They say that's the final settlement of the case. So we are not yet sure if we are going back to work or if we are all still fired.
Are you seeking to return to work?
I'm seeking to go back to work because I haven't worked for the company before. All those things which were being done by that manager that they were accusing, I didn't see that because I'm still new. So I'm seeking to go back to work.
So now just tell us some of the grievances that we are actually expressing.
The drivers were crying about their salaries being deducted, untold deductions of money. Don't even know what the deductions are for. Secondly, you are not allowed even to have your wife in the truck. The wife is supposed to be 100 meters away from the truck. Thirdly, the guys who have been working for mainline before, they've been earning something like 25,000. Now they were earning 7,000 rands a month. It was supposed to be 12,500 rand per trip. If you go to Zambia and come back, you're given 12,500. If you go again, you come back, you give it 12.5. Then they will deduct the tax and all the stuff. Maybe 19, 20, 21,000, you'll get it. But now we were getting 7,000 rand.